pause recording.
Hello everyone, this is my audio mo, day 3 or 4, whatever it is. Oh, I've had an awful day today. I'm going to ramble on about my day. I always said I wouldn't do that, but today, well, it hasn't been awful, it's been kind of interesting and busy. Started off, it was pouring with rain, so we got a taxi and I wanted it to take my daughter to school and then take me along to my church where I help with the toddler group. And we were driving along and I suddenly thought, hang on a minute, we're not in the right place. We're going too far along the main road. So I said, oh, where are we? And he said, oh, we're by Morrison's. And I said, oh, you're not going to take my daughter to school then? So he was like, oh, I completely forgot. And oh dear. So he went back and then it turned out he also had the wrong church listed down. Yeah, that's right. Because I said, well, you're too far for my church as well. He's like, oh no, I had such and such, different church anyway. So, yes. It was the first time I'd used that company and he said, oh, well, I hope you use us again. I was thinking, I don't know if I will. Anyway, I may do, you never know. Apart from that, he was quite nice. But I help out at toddler group at my church, as I said, and what I usually do is work in the kitchen, preparing fruit for the toddler's snack and making the tea and coffee for the, you know, the people in on our team, and then helping out making tea and coffee for parents and carers. And the lady who does all the organising in the kitchen and who is a real star was not feeling very well today. So it turned out to be me having to give everybody the instructions and tell them what to do and how many bowls and cups we needed and how much tea and coffee we make. And I was a bit worried I wasn't going to get it right, but I did. I was quite amazed with myself. It all worked okay, so that was good. Then lunchtime came and I usually pop round to my sister's because she lives kind of in between church and school and I read with children at school on a Wednesday afternoon. So actually they read to my dog, which is another story I'll tell you another day. But we got to my sister's house and they are at the moment, well, up until this evening they were looking after a greyhound. He's actually a greyhound cross lurcher. They board dogs occasionally, just temporarily for rescue greyhounds locally. And the people that usually have him have gone away, and they had him for a couple of days. This naughty dog is very bad when you leave him on his own. Well, they've got their own dog, but he's very good. But this one chewed up some plastic tubs that had food in them, chewed her son's lunchbox, weed all over the floor. I don't know, made a real mess. And so I had to look after my sister's little boy while she cleared up all the mess. She didn't want him running through a load of wee and whatever else on the floor. So so I didn't end up going to my reading. I ended up looking after Harry while his poor mum cleared up. And luckily the dog is gone home tonight. Well, he probably has gone now. So he is a very sweet dog, but he didn't like being left. That was my kind of tiring day. And then I picked up my daughter from school and then she went off to her after-school club at my church. And I got us fish and chips before I picked her up and we came home. I thought, we deserve something nice. So, yeah, we treated ourselves to fish and chips on the way home. And so the day has ended nicely. But it was a bit exhausting. Oh, I'm sorry about my notification there. So you have to excuse me. So now I'm having a relaxing evening sitting with my pussycat who is purring away. I wonder if you can hear her. I'm putting the phone near her. Hello, Phoebe. This is my cat who disappeared for a week, and that's another story. I'll tell you about that another day as well. Okay, so I hope this hasn't been too boring for everybody. Take care. Bye. Pause recording.